This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. French President Emmanuel Macron has brought together international donors in Paris Tuesday for a conference focused on helping Ukraine cope with Russian attacks on the nation's infrastructure and get the country through the winter. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Dozens of countries and international organizations are throwing their weight behind a fresh push to keep Ukraine powered, fed, warm and moving in the face of sustained Russian aerial bombardments that have plunged millions into the dark and cold. The donor conference in Paris is expected to raise and help coordinate many millions of dollars of aid, both financial and in kind, to be rushed in coming weeks and months to Ukraine to help its beleaguered civilian population through winter's freezing temperatures and long nights. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Russian forces blasted eastern and southern Ukraine Monday with missiles, drones, and artillery. Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal has appealed for Patriot missile batteries and other high-tech air defense systems to counter Russian attacks. Governor Pavlo Kurylenko said at least 8 civilians were wounded Monday in a Russian attack on the town of Hernik in the eastern Donetsk region. Kurylenko, before urging remaining residents to flee Donetsk, said Moscow is continuously terrorizing peaceful Ukrainians. The European Union has reached a deal in principle to send a nearly $19 billion financial aid package to Ukraine and approve a minimum tax for major corporations. The deal potentially ends a stalemate with EU member Hungary, which had vetoed earlier Ukraine aid packages. At issue was delayed pandemic recovery funds blocked from Hungary by other EU members who felt Prime Minister Viktor Orban had veered away from democratic rule of law principles. Under the agreement, Hungary gets its funding if it implements a series of democratic reforms. This is VOA News. Ahead of a U.S.-Africa summit in Washington Tuesday, U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Tapper announced the U.S. will commit $55 billion to Africa over the next 3 years to help tackle what he calls the core challenges of our time on the continent. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan was speaking ahead of a U.S.-Africa leaders' summit.
And if you compare what the United States is committing over the next 3 years to what any other country is committing, I think we stack up extremely favorably.
President Joe Biden is hosting dozens of African leaders in Washington, D.C. He's expected to announce support for the African Union to join the G20 and for a permanent member from the continent on the United Nations Security Council.
The president will close the business forum on Wednesday with public remarks. Later in the day, he will host a small group of leaders at the White House for a discussion on upcoming presidential elections in 2023 in Africa and U.S. support for free, fair, and credible polls across the continent.
Biden has made trips to visit U.S. allies in Asia, Europe, and the Middle East since taking office. He is yet to visit Africa since becoming president.
That was Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. The central United States is bracing for its first real blast of winter weather as blizzard-like conditions are moving into several Midwestern states Tuesday. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The Department of Public Safety in South Dakota calls it a "we are not kidding" kind of storm. A blizzard warning is in effect for Montana into western Nebraska and Colorado. And the National Weather Service says as much as 2 feet of snow could come down in some parts of western South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. Forecasters are also warning of about a half inch of ice and wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour in parts of Iowa, Minnesota, and in South Dakota, where the Department of Public Safety is telling residents to stock up on essentials and stay home once the storm hits. I'm Donna Warder.
The national security trial of a Hong Kong pro-democracy publisher has been further postponed to September 2023. The city is awaiting Beijing's ruling that could effectively block publisher Jimmy Lai from hiring a British lawyer. Lai was arrested in August 2020 during a crackdown in the city's pro-democracy movement. He's facing charges of endangering national security. Lai faces up to a life in prison sentence if convicted under a sweeping national security law. His trial was originally scheduled to begin December 1st, but it was delayed earlier this month after Hong Kong leader John Lee asked China's top legislative body to decide whether foreign lawyers who do not normally practice in Hong Kong could be involved in national security cases. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This